Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Now, it's first thing on a Monday on our show, and it's just sarcasm, war-to-war sarcasm I'm getting on the text already.
No.
The first one came through, Lee in Halifax. Whoop, cheers for playing Kesha, Scott. Haven't heard this track for ages and ages. Okay, thanks. And then they're all saying, Kid Rock, all summer long, very seasonal, Scott. It's the coldest day of the flipping year.
Sarcasm on the text isn't unusual, though, is it, really?
Well, no, but today it's abundant. And can I say to you all, it is the lowest form of wit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But the highest form of something.
Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. The reason I played Kid Rock...
It's because you were told to.
Yeah, and because it's from 2008.
Ah, right.
And you know on a Monday, it's Radio 1's date with history, the story of the noughties. It's a bit like Radio 1's version of the History Channel, only with less Hitler on it, isn't it? He's always on there, isn't he?
Is he?
God, he's on the History Channel 24/7, pretty much. He's never off it.
Is he like the Simon Cowell of the History Channel?
He really is. He's on History, and then you turn over to National Geographic, sharks. Turn over to ITV2, Holly Willoughby. That's what you get. Hitler, sharks, Holly.
Each channel has their own star term, for want of a better word.
You know what you're going to get. Anyway, it's our own bit of history, and it's the story of the noughties tonight, and it's 2008. Can you remember where you were there? Then that time, what were you doing in 2008?
Such a long time ago that I'm really going to need to refresh my memory.
Well, if you need to, then listen at 9 o'clock tonight on Radio 1, and it'll all just come flooding back like it was a year ago. Now, I've left it a bit late, I think, but we remember we talked ages ago about doing a Scott Mills perfume, a fragrance.
Oh yeah, but this was a perfume that would also tan you, wasn't it? Wasn't that what we were trying to get it to
do? Yeah, well, scrap that. I just think it's time to do it because every ad on TV is now perfume.
No, but somebody did try and invent one, didn't they? And we got sent a very strange liquid through the post.
Yeah.
That I wasn't that keen to try.
I think we need to go back to the drawing board on this and start again.
Yeah.
Maybe not using my name, I've decided, but maybe with the name of our guest this afternoon.
Okay.
Which is why I've invited Heather Graham off of Hollywood in today.
Right.
Well, there's two reasons. One is the idea that she thinks she's here to talk about her DVD that's coming out of The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I'm actually going to do is try and get her to put her name to our new perfume. I've got all the bottles printed up. Just need her to say yes. And before you know it, Heather Graham will be...
Sorry?
Heather... will be in the shops.
Right.
And the second reason I've invited her in is because you can't say her second name.
Right. But can't I just call her Heather?
No.
Is the perfume going to be called Graham?
You can't say it! Say her full name for me.
Well, I don't know. Has she got a middle name?
No, just do the...
All right. Heather Graham.
You can't...
Oh, for goodness sake.
It still amuses me every time. So Heather Graham is coming in... just after 4:30.
Have you got a week? Is there a guest every day this week called Graham?
With a Graham in the name? No, sadly not.
Phew.
Also, another question. Do you have to be French to be on one of those adverts that's on every other advert at the moment?
Yes, I think so.
Do you?
Mm. Do you mean voice-wise?
Well, yeah, because it's like, comes on and it's like... I was just pissing bare and I noticed you smelling nice. I have to have you. I could not resist you. Every advert... Go on, you try and do one. Go on. This is like a live audition. Think about it. Next Christmas, you could be one of these blokes. Go. Some music.
Ah, it is a beautiful smell of Mills and Graham.
You have to say something a bit sexy now.
Really?
In the front, yeah. That's what they always do that.
Oh, voulez-vous sniffer moi?
But I'd have to do that.
Actual French.
I know it's actual French, but that's not the kind of thing they say.
Do you know what it means? Would you like to sniff
me? Would you like to sniff me, yes. No, they always say things like, and then I knew then I had to have her.
Oh. They say what?
I knew then I had to have her. Have you seen the one... I know you don't watch the ads. Have you seen the one with the sailors in? That's my favourite.
The one with the sailors in? Yeah. Strangely enough, no.
I think that might be...
I'm not
be...
sure I've watched this channel.
I think... No, it's on every channel.
Oh, is it?
I think it might be Jean-Paul Gaultier.
And for sailors?
Yeah, there's lots of sailors That bar looks incredible. And then lots of sailors. And then he wakes up and looks a bit sultry and goes back on the ship and is blatantly copped off with somebody that night. I reckon he's got one in every port. That I do, really do. He puts on his lucky fragrance and his very white hat.
Really?
And then off he goes.
Also, his periscope never stops going up and down.
Never does.
Right.
I think, I don't know what it's called. I think it's Hello Sailor or something. Bonjour Sailor, the new John Paul Gucci. Bonjour Sailor.
Bonjour Sailor.
The new fragrance from Jean-Paul Gaultier. Another thing that bothers me, how does he keep that hat so white? It is so white. And it must, like, if he's copping off every night with a different woman in every pool, right, it's going to get dirty. It's, like, whiter than white.
Well, maybe he hangs it on a peg before...
No, it's too white to be real. Yeah, he has to wash it every night.
Do they combine the perfume ad with the Daz Doorstep Challenge? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. You either have to be, like, one of those... sexy French voice service for the perfume, or you have to be, like... You have to sound like you don't want to be there at all. Like, a voiceover, like... Nonchalant, the new fragrance by Kate Moss. I don't really want to be here. Am I getting paid? Anyway, Kerry Hilson's
coming
up.
You spend a lot of time analysing this.
Yeah, it's just something I've been watching a lot of TV over the weekend. They're on it all the time. You can't miss them. She is in The Hangover, probably the best film of 2009. She'll also know her from Austin Powers, from Boogie Nights, from Scrubs and Swingers, and she's here now. Chappers, please introduce our guest.
Oh, Scott, what? It's Heather Graham.
Hi, Heather Graham.
Hi.
Was that said correctly?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Point proved.
He can't say Graham.
Why?
Well, I think I can say Graham.
Say it again.
Graham.
That sounded good.
Thank you very much. Yeah. There you go. I'd rather take Heather's view on it than yours.
I beg to differ, Heather. Honestly. He's saying Graham. I'm saying Graham.
But you're right. He's got it's kind of a cool accent, though. Okay. If you're American, we think that's so charming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't have to say anything else now for the rest of this. Brilliant.
Can you say your name for me?
Graham.
There you go.
Oh, my God, it's the same.
Yeah. No. We're a match.
I lose. Anyway, how are you? Right.
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you here just for, like, a quick visit? Or?
Yeah, I'm doing some DVD. The DVD of Hangover's coming out. I'm doing some press, and I'm going to Thailand tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
I'm pretty excited.
Where it's not nearly as cold as it is here.
Yeah.
Are you, have you got any time to do Christmas shopping and stuff like that while you're here?
I already did some Christmas shopping, but I hate Christmas, so I thought if I went to Thailand, I could avoid it. And then no one's, like, really Christian there, right? So I don't have to hear the songs over and over.
Why do you hate it?
It's just, it's obnoxious. I feel like everyone's forcing you to be in a certain mood and, like, have a good time. I don't want to be forced.
Do you kind of not like being forced to be happy?
Well, I feel like I'm happy, but every story you go in, it's like, ha, 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 buy a lot of things, it's Christmas, be happy.
I love this guest already.
I'm with her on that as well.
Now, the next bit I was going to get to is we always ask our guest to choose a Christmas song, but you don't care, do you?
Well, my friend, his name is Josh Ralph, he recorded a really depressing version of Frosty the Snowman that my other friend Angela McCluskey sang, and I feel like that's depressing enough that I like it.
Right. Can you find that?
I don't think we're going to have that one, Heather.
No, it's there. I can find it for you.
Really?
Yeah. And then he did a video of it. It's about global warming and how Frosty's melting.
Okay. In the absence of that one, if I can't find that one, do you know Stop the Cavalry by Jonah Louie?
No.
Right, could you just say that you like that one?
Okay.
Just say...
There's no songs like, I hate Christmas,
no.
Please be over.
No, it's called Stop the Cavalry. Just say that you want that one after five.
All right, Stop the Cavalry.
Thank you. That's really helped me out. Thank you.
But we have to find the depressive Frosty the Snow.
Yeah, we want to find that as well. Definitely. So, do you give Christmas presents?
I do.
Right, okay.
I already organized a bunch of Christmas presents, but I'm going to Thailand, so I want to get some of my friends' presents from Thailand. I thought it'd be more exciting.
I bet everyone's got a copy of The Hangover on DVD, haven't they?
I just got one, actually. I want to watch it, because there's scenes that they cut out, and I want to see them.
Okay. What are they cut out, then?
I don't know.
Right. But have you given all your friends a copy for Christmas? Because that's what I'd do if I was in a film. If I was in a successful film, everyone would get that.
Doesn't
for Christmas.
Doesn't that seem egotistical, though? Like, here's a copy of a film I'm in.
You've worked him out already.
Like,
should I give him a headshot, too? Like, here's some photos of me as well as the film.
I've had a signed photo of him for the past 10 years.
No, you have not. Have you ever done that, though? Have you ever given something that you're in as a Christmas present to someone, or as a present?
No. Because I feel that's kind of tacky.
Yeah. You must know lots of actors, though, that, you know, like, have done that.
Well, my friend went to a party at this girl's house, and she's a kind of very well-known celebrity for just being in the tabloids. Mm. And she had photos of herself all over her house. She had her own music playing, and she had herself on the TV and everywhere. And I was just like, I can't imagine like wanting to see myself all over my own house. That would drive me insane.
Who's that, please?
I'll give you a few guesses.
Okay. Is she blonde?
Yes.
Is she? Is her dad an owner of lots of hotels?
I plead the fifth.
I think you've got it right.
Wow. Is she a friend of yours?
No, I don't know her. Oh. I was not at the house. So maybe I could be completely wrong with this.
Mm-hmm. You know, who else does that?
Who else does
the Hoff?
The Hoff David does, Hasselhoff. Does he?
Yeah, of course.
The Hoff?
Yeah.
Knight Rider was a great show.
It was. So let's talk about The Hangover. It's a good film. It's one of those films that... if you read about it, you think, well, it might be a bit rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, loads of dudes get wasted. Yeah. And then what happens next? It's a bit like, dude, where's my car?
Yeah.
Only good.
Yeah. Because it's smarter.
Yeah.
I like that it's a little more sophisticated, but it's also really, you know, stupid as well.
Did you know it was going to be good? Like, as soon as you saw it, you thought, yeah, this is a good movie for me to be in.
Well, I really liked Old School and the script was good. You know, but you never really know until something is finished. But when I saw it for the first time, I was laughing so hard, and I had read it like a million times, so I thought that was a good sign.
Okay. And with other films as well, do you know when you see it, you're like, this isn't any good. No, bye, next.
Or well, you know, sometimes you think it's going to be good and it's really bad. Or you think, oh, well, I'm just doing this for... Like when I did Swingers, like that movie, they made that movie for like no money. I think, what was their budget? Like a few $100,000, yeah. $200,000 or $300,000. And now it's like a classic. It's crazy.
Yeah, so you never really know, do you?
I don't think you know 100%. You might know like, oh, the writing is good or these people are talented, but you never know because people that are amazing do bad movies all the time.
Yeah. Are there any films that you've made where if you, let's say you were in a DVD store.
Yeah.
And there's a person over here and they're picking up a film with you in.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any of yours that you would go, no, don't get that
yes,
one. Seriously, don't get that one.
Yes.
It'll ruin your evening.
No, I have a friend who's a director and he was considering taking his name off a movie. I'm like, as an actor, I can't do that. I'm like, can I take my face out of this film?
Have you ever wished you could take your face out of
film? I wish I could CGI someone else's face and be like, they did this movie, not me.
Oh, whose film would you like to CGI? Whose face would you like to put into a film with you?
I don't know. I don't want to diss anyone. Or I'd like to put someone really good in that, and I'll just put myself in one of their good films.
Have you made films where you've been like, wish I hadn't?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to publicize them on the
of
radio.
Next question. Now, your character in The Hangover, which a lot of people, our listeners have seen, you're a lady of easy virtue,
mm-hmm.
I think is acceptable to say at this time of day.
Yeah, yeah, nicely put. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Very smooth.
And we were looking at your IMDb biography, which is always good, and it describes your roles as mainly sex pots. Do you think that's accurate?
You know, I think I've been more... Those are the movies that have been more successful. You know, like Swingers I wasn't. And but yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I have... Those have been like my more successful movies.
And do you ever watch your...
I just recently played an angry butch lesbian, which was very fun.
Oh.
It's not a sex pot. I don't have sex in the movie at all. And then I'm going to do this other movie, which is very dramatic and dark.
Can
I'm
I
just
ask,
a mom.
Is that where, because I was looking at YouTube earlier,
yeah.
And there was a bit of a raunchy lesbian kiss on there.
Oh,
that...
no, that was something else.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where that was like where I'm like kind of a lipsticky lesbian. This one I'm like a butch, butch dyke.
How did you stumble across that? What were you searching for on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I kissed Bridget Moynihan.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just looked up Heather Graham on YouTube. Honestly.
She's a very good kisser.
Right. Do you ever watch your films with your family?
I don't. But, you know, I don't even really... I'll watch my film when it's done, but I kind of get freaked out watching myself, so...
You're not one of those people that could watch yourself all day?
I know. Would you guys listen to your show if you were...
Good grief,
do you like
no.
to do that?
No.
I find it's just best to go home, have some wine and forget.
Exactly.
listen, we're going to play that Christmas song you wanted now, actually. Not the depressing one. The one you said you wanted...
All right, try to find the depressing one,
well,
too,
I'll try and find that as well, but we'll do it during this. This is Jonah Louie on Radio 1. Heather Graham's with us.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was Jonah Louis on radio. Well, I actually don't know how long that had been stopped for because we were too busy listening to Heather Graham's. That was really embarrassing. Depressing Christmas song. Seriously, we might even be not on air now. I don't know what's happening. Are we on?
Right. Yeah.
Let me just check. Yeah, we're still on. All good. Sorry, we were just listening to your friend,
weren't
we?
You got caught up in it, right?
I really did.
This is the part where Frosty melts.
We'll get to that bit in a minute. How embarrassing. Oh, my God. We've established that you hate Christmas, which is good. The DVD of The Hangover is out. Mm-hmm. And also, you did a film a while ago with a girl called Joanna Page, who is Stacey in a show here called Gavin and Stacey, which is a huge show here. Mm-hmm. And you were in the Jack the Ripper film together.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen Gavin and Stacey? Do you know about this show?
No, I've got to see it.
Okay, it's good.
Okay.
Apparently, you gave Joanna, who plays Stacey, food poisoning. Is this true?
Wait, what did she say?
She just said that
she went over for dinner and I gave her food poisoning?
Yeah, she came to your house with about four other British girls.
Really?
I think it was like 2001.
Okay.
And she said that you made her a chicken salad. Right. And then
is that your speciality?
Oh my god, how bad was it? Wait, really? Because I had a dinner party and I did make chicken, but like I didn't get sick or any of it. The guy I was dating at the time, and wow, that would be terrible.
I've
learned a lot since then. I try not to poison the people that come over to my house for dinner.
I don't think you meant to do it.
If you talk to her again, will you tell her I'm really sorry and I'd like to have her over for dinner sometime soon?
Oh, of course I will.
For chicken salad.
That's terrible. Like how, like throwing up.
Yeah, she was sick in the car on the way back.
That's terrible.
But funny.
Oh my gosh.
How many films do you get offered, let's say, a year?
I don't know. I guess I get offered probably like a few a month, like maybe like three or four. It depends, you know, like they're not always good ones, but you know.
And what makes you say yes? What makes you want to do a film?
Well, it's kind of for me like reading a book. You enjoy what you're reading, and also, you know, to an extent, it's the director, the other actors, and the producers, and sort of. You know, now it's like so many movies don't come out. You have to kind of evaluate, like, do these people have the, you know, can they finish this movie, produce, and have it come out and distribute it, you know?
Now, we're making one.
Can I be in it?
Well.
I'll tell you what, I'll do the craft service. I'll make everyone chicken. And that's terrible. I feel really bad.
We already have Gerard Butler on board.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
What is it about? Some radio...
The plot really has to be heard to be believed.
Do you want to go through the plot?
Well, I can't really. You go through the plot because you've probably got all the noises.
It's a rom-com.
Okay, I like that.
Do you like that?
I mean, I'm a girl. Of course I like that.
And you'd be like the kind of love interest.
I'm into it.
With Gerard.
But you're a ghost.
But you are also a ghost.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and he has to... He works in a laboratory.
Uh-huh.
And he has to... I can't remember.
Are you making this up right now?
Yeah, no. I've just forgotten it.
He works
a ghost.
In a laboratory in a girl's school.
Yes. Go on.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you're the ghost. And that was about as far as we got with the plot.
Anyway, just say yes.
I'm into it.
Okay, brilliant. Yes. Thank you. Also, do you have a perfume? I know you've been in a perfume ad.
Yeah, that's right. I was in a perfume ad that David Lynch directed.
Yes.
With Benicio del Toro, actually.
Was it Calvin Klein, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been in the ad, but you've never had your own perfume.
No, do you think I should have my own perfume?
Would you like one?
I don't know. That seems like someone that's very entrepreneur, like an entrepreneur would do that. I don't know. I like to sit home and chill out.
Okay.
Do you want to help me create a perfume?
I've got the perfect thing for you if you're just the kind of person that likes to sit at home and chill out, because we've already designed it.
Okay.
Do we have it?
So at the back there.
This is just a small...
What is it?
Now, all we need to do is to get a movie star like yourself, Heather, to put your name to it. We've got the bottles ready.
Okay.
And, bosh, we
I'm
can do
it.
I'm
scared of what might be in there.
No, it's absolutely
fine.
It's
not like
fine.
A bodily fluid, is it?
No, not at all. Just have a sniff of that and see what you think.
Oh, okay. What is it? Champagne?
First impressions.
I'm trusting, so I'm really going to have it.
You're drinking the perfume.
Oh my! It's wine, right? Okay. Or is it? Yeah, it's wine.
Yeah. Okay. You just drank your own perfume.
As long as, you know, as long as you didn't like pee in a cup and make me drink it.
Not at all. We would never do that. Can we?
But you asked that question after you drank it. Yeah. Which I
well, it is kind of yellowish looking. I don't know.
You just dive straight in and
no,
drank Heather
first.
Graham the perfume. Right. Okay. So it's a possibility.
Okay. So do you want me to get drunk here in the studio?
Yeah. Right?
If you want it.
And then I'll have a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we? Should we play a bit of your friend's song?
Yeah, we should.
Well, I know we were listening to it off air, which is why there was that horrendous okay. gap before.
Okay, Angela McCluskey, I'm giving her a plug because she's got an awesome voice.
Okay. How far in is it before Frosty melts?
It's probably about three quarters through the way. Okay. You want to fast forward and look at it?
Well, that's cheered me right up. Thanks so much. Brilliant.
I know there's some other people out there that can relate to that song.
Absolutely. Listen, Heather, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh,
I can just hear her in the background going, Frosty. That's brilliant.
The video is very funny.
Yeah.
You should everyone go online and look at the video.
Thank you for coming in today.
Okay.
The Hangover DVD, which is a great film, one of the best of 2009, if not the best, is
wow,
out now.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming
Yay,
in. And have fun
me.
In Thailand.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Well, I liked her a lot.
Oh, God, how lovely was she? She offered to stay in here and get drunk with us, and we didn't actually take her up on the offer.
Super fit, up for a laugh, and really dark. I love
yeah. That. I think she is my ideal woman.
She's brilliant.
Do you know what was really embarrassing, though? Right at the start of that interview, I realised that my flies were undone, and therefore I had to sit during the whole interview in a very sort of strange... Not that she was going to look down there, obviously, but yeah. in a very strange way, and with my hoodie pulled over my groin.
Oh, I so noticed that.
So that she couldn't see that. Well, it's a button. I don't want to go into too much detail, but it's a button fly today, and it's slightly difficult to do up without people noticing.
You really have to kind of take some
So
while.
I'll always think of Heather Graham as the afternoon when my flies run.
Did you see X Factor over the weekend? Or 16 hours of it?
I saw the odd bit because I was working a lot, so.
Yeah. Joe won?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Yeah. And what I quite liked was. When they announced the winner, he had just one single piece of that glittery stuff in his hair all the way through. And someone should have said to him, Joe, mate, this is like the biggest moment of your life. You're on TV. 20 million people are watching you. Someone should have just, Cheryl, or someone should have just got up and
brushed it off.
It was one lone bit of like a little glittery square in his hair. And he looked a bit silly when he was doing the winner's song and when he was holding up his CD of his first release.
I mean, if that had been you, I would have rushed on and flicked the glitter off your head.
And I'm disappointed in Dermot as well that he didn't just flick that one little tiny bit, just the one. If he had more than one, it would have been fine. Mm. But it was just one lone bit of glittery square on his head. And
well,
it looked silly.
That's the problem with Dermot, you know, great TV presenter and everything, but not really that aware when it comes to glitter.
Indeed. Julian Casablancas, I wish it was Christmas today. On Radio 1. Right, because we just played Joe McElderry, all the Rage Against the Machine fans are on. All of them.
Right.
They're not happy. I'm just a puppet, am I? Is that what you're saying? They're very angry.
You're a puppet,
I'm
are
a
you?
Puppet, yeah.
Right.
God, calm down, dear. It's only Christmas number one. It's never been any good before. Why should it be now?
Yeah, but Rage Against the Machine have always taken the Christmas number one incredibly seriously.
Their fans are. It's 5:22. You're listening to Radio 1 with Scott.
What's next, puppet?
Well, puppet. The Saturdays and Tinchy Strider.
Oh.
God, they're so angry.
Can't believe you're playing those two either.
What? I know.
You're just like some music industry mouthpiece.
I am.
You know, think I know. For yourself, man.
I don't even know why I'm here sometimes.
No.
It's that time of year when Rage Against the Machine fans get angry. Mm. It's also that time of year. Have you noticed? I don't know if you get this. Some very strange texts are arriving in my inbox at the moment.
Are they?
Just because it's Christmas party season. It's people you've not spoken to for a while and people that you're not actually that good friends with, really, and sending kind of messages of love. And
I'm not getting them.
No?
No.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, you go, blimp. Who's... Oh, I'm asleep. Who's that? It's like, hi, gorgeous. It's like, who are you? I've not even got your number. Just... No. Not like that. It's just people...
Oh,
like,
one of those.
Old work colleagues and people being kind of over-amorous on the text. Mm. And also, people's Facebook statuses change and go a bit weird at this time of year as well. Yeah, they
You're monitoring this a lot.
Well, I don't expect you to have noticed it. See, Mike's been on the text.
Yeah.
He's been asked out by four girls. This doesn't happen any other time of year. And all of them, at 3 a.m., all asked him out by texting him.
Right.
And I bet when Mike calls them, they don't answer. But it is definitely the season for it. Just like weird text, weird Facebook.
Do you answer?
Faces.
Mm? Do you answer when you get the strange text?
No, because I'm always half asleep. It's just weird.
Well, do you answer them later then when you wake?
No, because they wouldn't want that. They wouldn't want you. Like,
but you're
if I
not
called
sure
them, they
who it
answer.
Is texting you saying hello, gorgeous.
No,
in
I know
the
who
of the
some
night.
Of them are, but it's just that time of year where everyone just gets a little bit over friendly because it's Christmas and they're out with a party hat on and a drink in their hand. Right, okay, I've got Saturdays and Ego next, and then we'll do some... Oh!
Oh! What's occurring? Oh! What's occurring?
Saturdays and Ego on Radio 1, and now it's time for our daily guessing game quiz. It's just you today, chappers. No, Becky. We haven't even mentioned Becky today, have we?
Oh, no.
It's like she doesn't exist. Becky today has been replaced by Heather Graham as of today. So thanks for all your hard work, Becky.
But
you don't need
back.
To come back in. We've actually we've put all your stuff in a bin bag, and it's upstairs. So if you just send someone over to drop, get that.
Yeah, and Heather will be back tomorrow, will she?
Yeah, tomorrow from 4. In our
she
dreams.
She certainly put in more of an effort, didn't she, than Becky in, you know, into a sort of... Shall I leave that there, actually?
Let's just get on with the game.
Oh! What's occurring?
Now, I remember a while ago we were talking about what you would find in Simon Cowell's bin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it Rage Against the Machine fans?
No. And then we were talking about rooting through other celebrities' bins, and somebody sent in an email saying they had a photo of them rooting through Jennifer Aniston's bin in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
But the attachment wasn't on there, so I still haven't got that. Please send it in. I want to see what's in Aniston's bins. Anyway, someone here thought it would be a great idea to imagine what might be in my bins.
Okay.
All right. So, Gemma, from the office, went out onto Stupid Street earlier to ask, what would you find in Scott Mills' bin? What do you think the most common answer was?
Scott who?
Apart from that.
All right. Well, I'm assuming wine bottles.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went out to Stupid Street and asked them, what do you think you'd find in Scott Mills' bin?
What do you think you'd find in Scott Mills' rubbish bin?
Silky pants.
I feel like he dresses up a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you think he dresses up a lot? I don't know, because there's that side to him, isn't there?
Huh?
What would you find in Scott Mills' bin?
Condoms. Chocolate wrappers to keep him up. No, because he doesn't even do the morning show. That's just stupid.
A lot of white wine bottles. Maybe a lot of chocolate wrappers as well. Moisturiser, empty moisturiser. All of you, late. But I think the majority would be empty white wine bottles.
What do you think you'd find in Scott Mills' rubbish bin?
I know, probably some groupie phone numbers.
Why do you think he'd throw them away? Do you not think he'd use them?
Yeah, good question, good question. Unless they're horrors.
Some really orange tissues from where he's wiped his fake tan off. Maybe some empty bottles of Pinot Grigio.
Sanitary wear. Nappies.
Loads and loads of orange fake tan, I'd say. Love letters from chappers? I don't know.
What makes you think that?
They're very flirty on air, I think, most of the time.
What?
What do you think you would find in Scott Mills' bin?
Well, I don't know. It could be a mixture of pornography and empty beer can.
Right.
50% right, I would imagine.
A horse for one bin.
Do you ever worry about the image that you give out?
What do you mean?
Well, chocolate, white wine, condoms, oil of Ulay, fake tan.
And some pornography.
And some pornography.
I don't know where people would... I don't even really like chocolate. And that last one is certainly not the case. He's like, oh, yeah, they have pornography in beer. I don't even drink beer.
No, you don't.
So
exactly.
That is absolutely not true.
We haven't mentioned the dressing up side of things.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, you do, don't you? You do have some. You do have costumes at home.
Yeah, but I like. She said panties or something.
Yeah,
well, that's not true.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Anyway, surprisingly, white wine bottles was in there. A point for you.
Oh, dear.
You know X Factor?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I saw bits over both nights because I was working.
I watched all of it. Do you know why?
No, because you're a puppet?
Because I'm a puppet.
Right, okay.
That's right. Now, you know how every year you get to this stage in the contest?
Judges and contestants, it's time for the final result.
Now, I've noticed that every year the gap seems to get longer before yeah. Dermot announces the winner. So he'll say, the winner of the X Factor is like this.
The winner of the X Factor 2009 is...
And then there's a massive long gap before he actually says the name of the person.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because every year Dermot gets a little bit older, a year older,
yeah.
and he finds it harder to hear what the person is saying in his earpiece.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
My question to you, how long did Dermot leave between this bit...
The winner of the X Factor 2009 is...
And actually announcing the winner on this final.
Wow. I think it was about 2 minutes 20.
You're saying 2 minutes 20? Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So here's Dermot from last night's show about to announce the winner of the X Factor 2009, but how long was the gap? Let's find out.
The winner of the X Factor 2009 is...
Sorry, that was just in my mind. Right, let's hear the real one and find out how long.
Oh,
the gap
we need
was.
To hear the real gap now. That was just a fake
that was
gap.
Just, yeah, it was right. Just what was going on in my head.
The winner of the X Factor 2009 is Joe.
Wow, 22 seconds. Felt longer.
Look how many people timed it last night.
They did, look. That's so weird. We did a sweepstake in work.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's weird.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So many people timed that last night.
Ian on the A1 says, the gap that Dermot left last night wasn't as long as the gap you left earlier while flirting with Heather.
That's true.
Well, we didn't notice that the track had stopped.
So ashamed. Next one. How many people have you slept with?
What?
Simple question.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Would you tell anyone if you did know?
No.
Right. Do you think many people would?
What? Tell just people just... how many people I've slept with?
Yeah, no, if I asked them, do you think they'd just come straight out with it or what?
No, I don't think they would. How many okay. have you slept with?
That's not the question, is it? So, I called up three people from the office earlier.
That you've slept with?
No. Called up three people from the Radio 1 office.
Remember me?
And I asked them that question using various different methods. Some of them more sneaky than others.
Right, okay.
But how many people would actually tell me the answer out of three?
Were Pippa and Gemma either of them?
Yeah, one of them was Gemma.
One.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
First, I called up Ian from the office to ask him.
Hello.
Ian, it's Scott.
Hello.
How many people have you slept with?
Oh, crikey, what a question. You can't ask me that. Who's listening?
I've got a bet on with Joe Wiley.
Crikey. That is quite the question to ask someone, isn't it? For the purpose of this phone call, two.
Oh, okay.
Why?
All right, Joe wins. Well, I've got to go, bye.
OK.
So he did admit it.
Yeah. Are you saying Joe slept with more people than Ian has?
Right, so next is Laura, who used to work on our show.
Right.
Is she going to tell me the answer?
I would imagine so.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott downstairs.
Hello, are you all right?
Do a quick puzzle for me, it's really good.
Right.
What's 10 plus 10?
20.
Yeah, now add your shoe size to that.
Yeah.
What's your shoe size?
7.
And now take away the number of people you've slept with.
Oh, that's too many. I don't know where to start.
What do you mean?
Right.
So you got 10 plus 10 is 20.
Yeah.
7 is your shoe size, that's 27. Now just take away the number of people you slept with. And it'll reveal a lot about you.
I'd probably be in minus, to be honest.
What, should we say minus 10?
No, not that many. Between minus 5 and 5, probably.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Is that all right?
That's brilliant, thank you.
God, subtle that one, Scott. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
God, I like your technique.
Like I said, some sneaky methods in
here.
Yeah. Don't just ask them outright all the time.
No.
And finally, Gemma from upstairs in the office. Let's find out.
Hello.
Hello, is this Gemma?
Yep, speaking.
Hello, my name's Mr. Albert. I'm calling from your bank today.
Okay, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, I just need to you to answer the security question that you filled in online.
Okay.
Now, you didn't put your mother's maiden name, I see.
I don't know.
No, you. The question is, how many people have you slept with?
I wouldn't have answered that question.
Well, that's the one you put online. So I can't actually proceed with this call today, Gemma, unless you tell me the answer to the security question.
I don't think I did that. I wouldn't have done that.
I've got 20 down here. Is that the right answer?
I'm not answering.
Is it higher or lower than 20?
I'm not going to answer.
Am I? Or should we just go from 10 and work upwards? Is it 11? 12?
I'm really not answering. I'm really, really not answering. I'm sorry.
Well, then we can't proceed with this call today, Gemma.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, rumble.
Oh dear, that
guy's
really
quite good as Essex bank manager.
Well, yeah. I don't think, not one of your more successful characters,
not
I don't
the best,
think.
Was it really?
Can people stop comparing Laura to Tiger Woods on the text?
Oh, what's the kidding?
First of all, innuendo bingo, Andrew off of Newcastle. I love it that people just spot these all the time now and email in. I really appreciate it. Andrew is watching on Sunday morning Country Tracks on BBC One.
Okay.
It's on about 11 o'clock. And Andrew says that the saucy minx Ellis Harrison was driving along with this Irish bloke in a little electric car.
Okay.
And she was talking about how quiet the car was and how it could be a hazard to pedestrians who may not hear it.
Right.
So let's have a listen to that.
So far, we've just been putting some additional noise that you can just trigger when you're in a pedestrian zone or something like that.
But, and you've always got the horn, I suppose.
You always have the horn.
Exactly. That's great. I love that.
So that's a very good one. Thank you very much, Andrew, for pointing that out.
And you've always got the horn, I suppose.
You always have the horn.
Exactly.
And she may not be here today, but Becky has spotted some.
Has she?
Yeah. She's never off duty. It's like, I imagine her job's a bit like being a doctor, where you're never really ever off duty, are you?
Well, I think she was off duty, and then she heard that we'd binned her for Heather Graham. Graham. Did Heather Graham say that I said her name correctly?
Yes.
Yes, she did.
She did. I won't ever mention it again.
So maybe Becky's now decided to put in a bit of effort because she realises she's going to be replaced by Heather Graham.
Mm. Anyway, she was watching Jamie Oliver the other day and she thought, ooh, I'll write that down, you see? She never stops working.
Right.
Here it is.
So all I have to do now is rub it. Give it a really good rubbing. Get that in there. Right, we're not mucking about. Straight in there. Get your fingers in there and sort of massage it about. And rub it all over, under the legs, the breasts, the wings. Turn it around. Lovely.
I'm going to go and be sick.
I didn't like that at all. Here's the other one.
You can get spit roasters on the internet. And, you know, spit roasting is mega.
Anything else you spot, then it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on my email. Yes, it's Christmas.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.